Channel 1 over. Beginning of Channel 1 over and continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy. This Wednesday morning, the 16th of June, 1971. Channel 1 over. And a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy. This Wednesday morning, the 16th of June, 1971.
August. Mm-hmm. So she can have the choir or something?
I don't know what.
She told me why she did it in August. It's so hot then, too.
Great. Gracious.
Yeah, that's the hottest time. She ought to change her birthday, Miss Daisy.
Oh,
Miss Daisy, how's Sambo? Has he got his car going?
No.
I thought I saw it running. Guess I was wrong.
You must have seen it sitting up there. I'll tell you what. He can't run it to what?
Yeah.
But when he gets home, they drives it around him. I see it going up the road that way, and I see it come back this way. Sometimes it just drives it up to the corner and bring it back and park it. I don't know what's wrong. Well, I see both of them there this morning. Both cars.
Darcy's?
Yeah. I see her there. Her and Samuel's.
Well, that means James had to take them both to her.
Oh, yeah. He done got them there.
Yeah. But he don't get them back.
Hmm? Yeah. You put them there, now you get back the best way you can.
Yeah. But now, he's still working over to the bar. No change.
I don't think.
Everything just like it was.
All up there, just like the wall. So James said.
Yeah. Is he punctual?
Mm-hmm. He and all the rest of them. It's just like the wall.
You reckon they're trying to on their good behavior for a while?
I don't know. I don't know.
You know they are.
I hear them say they was putting lumber over there. Well, Mr. Rogers is going to have his house built.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What'd you find out this time up in Gainesville?
Up in Gainesville.
Yeah.
But I didn't find out nothing. See, I went Monday and got my stamp.
Yeah.
But I didn't have time to get me no groceries. So I had to go back yesterday and get me something to eat.
I see.
Oh, you've been twice this week.
Yes, I went Monday and Tuesday. Well, you see, it was so late. When they got round to me Monday, well, I just had a chance to get my stamps.
Yeah.
And James didn't have time to wait for me to get no groceries. So he said, well, says we'll come back in the morning. That was yesterday morning.
Oh.
But you know, I got to agree with him so I can be with him. So we went back yesterday morning. Got me some groceries. Well, now you see, he won't have to take me back in a long time.
2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. He won't have to take me back in a long time. Well,
that'd be a month?
2 weeks.
Yes. It'd be more than a month this time before I get any more stamps. I think they said come back. The 1st of November or sometime in November.
Thought you got them every month.
That's what we've been doing. But they're making some different arrangements somewhere or another. I'm glad I don't have to go back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It means much to me to not have to go every month.
Yeah. Is, I don't know how Isaiah's garden holds up for no rain, Miss Daisy.
Well, he sure is doing nicely.
You said it looked good.
Mm-hmm. And his peas sure turned out. I want to ask him, what do we get a crate for him? But I need to ask no question.
Yeah. Miss Betsy would know. Miss Betsy would know. I don't know how those things have been selling.
I don't know if she know or not.
Have you been getting anything out of his garden?
Out of his garden? He brought me a mess of peas last Monday evening and some tomatoes.
Good.
Mr. Myers was wondering, would they get ripe in the house? Yes, they get ripe.
They did?
Uh-huh. He brought me some, and I had a little old box sitting down there by the safe, and I put them in there, and most of them got ripe.
Yeah.
They get ripe, but I don't believe this is good if they would have ripened out those on the vine.
Is quiet down in your neighbors now? Down back of you there. It's all quiet down there now?
Oh, yeah. Is it all quiet?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody there.
Nobody there?
No. It has to be quiet. Ain't nobody down there.
Yeah.
They left there yesterday. What the day? Monday. It was a week.
A week. Now they really got off in a hurry once they made up their mind, didn't they?
I
imagine Hattie had something to do with that.
I know she had to have something to do with it. But I tell you the truth, I'd hate to leave home and stay. Till I got down and wasn't no good for nothing.
Yeah.
And then go back.
Yeah.
Like that. I believe I'd rather just stay where I was and take the fare we'll find.
Yeah.
No. Hattie, she's not a weird woman.
Yeah.
Of course she do what she can. But I just wouldn't like to go off from home and stay in my youth and when I could do something and then get down and can't do one thing, and go back there on my sister.
Yeah.
That's all they got there. So for it,
well, now this Arthur, is he still?
I ain't seen Arthur this week until this morning. I seen him down there in his field this morning.
Oh.
Early this morning, right after 7 o'clock. Well, that's the first time I seen him this week.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know what he's doing.
Well, his dogs with him?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. They got to be with him.
Well, now, he got to eat somewhere, Miss Lady.
Yeah, I know that, too. But where? I don't know. I don't know where he eat at. But I know he got to eat.
He don't have anything over there.
Not that I know. So I don't know what he got in that house. I ain't been in it.
He don't keep going by your house like he did?
No, he don't. No, I ain't seen him this week till this morning.
Yeah. And then he is back in the field there?
Yeah, he's back down the back. Down there by the old house.
Yeah.
I don't know what he was doing. He was out there in the field. Looked like he was sitting out something. What do you think?
Miss Daisy, I saw George's field get Miss Daisy. You all got anything?
Yeah, I've got some peas for you.
Let me tell you. You got peas?
Yeah, we could have been shelling them all the time.
Oh, shoot. I saw them.
Well, if you give them to me, In Shelham, because I'm got to soon go.
I saw those windows over there you were talking about.
Them George's windows.
Yeah.
I don't like them.
Oh, they're high-class windows, Miss Ada.
I know. Well, I guess he's a high-class man. See, I'm low-class woman.
But they're, like you said, they're right down there on the ground.
Right down there on the ground. That's what I don't like about it. They're all right, but I would like mine up, higher from the ground.
Yeah. And he don't have much to look out at.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. J.R., check in over there?
Who? J.R.?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, J.R., he come to the house late. Night after Bessie get him his supper,
uh-huh.
He come to the house waiting on James. He stayed out till a quarter after 10, and James didn't come, so he had to walk on over to the bar.
He sat over there at your house?
but he stayed over there at my house a quarter after 10 looking for James, but James never did come.
Well, what is it? About 5 minutes, 10 minute walk over that bar?
Mm-hmm. I told him, I said, I think he's going to have to walk tonight. I said, well, I don't believe James come until he knock off tonight.
Yeah. Well, he don't care. He. Mm-hmm. Miss David, how do they know what Miss Amy wanted done with that house? Do they put it in the courthouse?
To my Amy's house?
Yes.
I don't know nothing about that. I don't know what they done about it.
Well, you all heard her say, you know, who she wanted to have it.
I don't know. All I heard about it, she wanted her boy, to live in it.
Yeah.
If he wanted to.
Yeah.
But she didn't want that woman he had in the house. So that's all I know. Well, the boy didn't want the house. If he couldn't care his wife there, he didn't want to go there.
Yeah.
I don't blame him.
Yeah.
So that Francis can take it.
Yeah. Well, now, was there anything at the courthouse or anything showing?
Not that I know of. I don't know anything about that. I just hear them talking.
Yeah. Well, now, Miss Ada, if you say what you want done with your stuff, what's the use going through the courthouse?
No. That I can see.
Yeah.
Now, if you got something and you want me to have it, well, you tell Miss Marcus, or tell me.
Yeah.
Well, look like that ought to be sufficient.
Yeah. What they want to do is put it down on a piece of paper and get the lawyers in on it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she didn't have a lawyer.
Who? Amy? Not that I know of.
Well, you'd know about it. You'd known how to know that she
no,
had.
Never heard nothing about it.
Yeah.
Lord.
Yeah. Well, sir? I'm gonna look in on your church one day. They won't run me out. I'll just go over and look around, and I won't know them.
Don't know who?
I won't know them if I come up there unless you tell me who they are.
Well, I guess I better.
She's waiting on your face.
Yeah, I've got you some peas and some cucumbers and some potatoes and some okra.
Thank you. Ooh.
How do you cook your okra?
Well, sometimes I cut it and put meal on it.
Yeah.
And black pepper. Put in some hot grease and turn it.
Fried.
Fried.
These are small tender ones.
Oh.
They ought to be good.
Oh. I'll see how good they is.
Is that an apron Miss Daisy's got on this morning?
Yeah, no, this one I had on here times after time.
Well, that decoration around, that's one your sister made for you?
Yes, yeah, this is one of her made.
Yeah.
Well, I enjoyed my visit.
Well, we did too. Just sure did.
Go to work. Go to work. I was going to shell peas up here all the time we visited, so we both have some.
Well, we could
have
done that on shit.
I know it, and then we just wasted our time, didn't we?
Yeah,
well, I mean, we didn't waste our time.
No, no, folks, we didn't
even talk.
Good.
And just these are your peas. There you are.
Now, this is time went over around 3:50, and the end of the visit of Miss Daisy, this, Wednesday morning, the 16th of June, 1971, China 1 over, around 3:50, and the end of the visit with Miss Daisy, this Wednesday morning, the 16th of June, 1971, China 1 over, around 3:50, 55, the end of the visit with Miss Daisy, this Wednesday morning, the 16th of June, 1971, China 1 over, around 3:50, and the end of the visit with Miss Daisy, this Wednesday morning, the 16th of June, 1971.
Yeah. Gonna get a nap.
Oh, you don't need a nap. I thought about 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock, we were gonna get a shower.
I did too. I made sure it was gonna rain.
I hear somebody?
Yes, sir.
I'm hungry, Faye.
Well, I'm sorry.
Give me a cup of tea.
Say you're hungry.
A cup of tea or ice, a little ice cream or something.
Here's a little ice cream.
How's the weather down at your house this afternoon, Miss Bessie?
All right. Nice breeze.
Yes. We sure didn't get anything today, did we?
No. Well, we might get it tonight, but it ain't going to do much rain until the moon change.
Hadn't changed yet?
No, it'll change. It's about time for it to change.
My calendar don't show. It's like June. It don't even show that.
No, it doesn't. But it's about time for it to change because I see it in the morning, it's way up, just high, you know. And she goes, see, she goes out with the light. The light shines and hides it. You see, and then the moon goes on over. You never notice it?
And it's about ready to change?
Yeah. So many days for it change.
Well, what is it just little now?
No, it don't get little. It just, you know, it's wasting away.
Yes.
But it do get small, but not as small as it do when it changes. See, when it changes, very small.
Uh-huh.
And you can see it in the east and the west. When it changes, it gets over there. See, it comes up. It comes up around 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
You can see it.
You know what I do? I don't look at it. I figure, well, I can stop down there and ask Miss Bessie about it. But I ought to look at it, oughtn't I? I ought to keep up with it.
Yes, you ought to look at it. Keep up with the moon.
Oh, not to just depend upon you all the time.
I tell her she ought to cook around 12 o'clock. You know?
Yeah.
Eat something hot in your stomach. Don't eat cold, cold food. Because
yeah.
The food around make you sick.
Yeah. Do you eat something hot at noon?
Yeah, I sure eat my supper.
At noon? At 12 o'clock?
I had liver and onions today.
Mm-hmm.
At 12 o'clock? Middle of the day?
Yeah. I eat something not long ago.
This is just your dessert.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you do? Especially just eat a little along as you go?
No. I eat my breakfast. Well, I drink coffee in the morning. I don't eat breakfast. But around 12 o'clock, I eat something hot. You should have something hot.
And you had liver today.
Mm-hmm. Had liver and onions.
Hey, we haven't had liver in a long time, have we?
No. No. And we like it.
Where'd you get it?
Well, liver's good for you.
Uh-huh.
Where'd you get it?
Down in the market.
Bills.
Mm-hmm. I always get steer liver.
Steer.
Yes, mm-hmm. Steer. You see, that's the best liver. Get steer liver.
Oh.
Because you see what I mean is the bull is older, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes its meat sweet.
Oh.
Yes, liver be real good. And tender.
I didn't know that.
Now you ask for steer liver when you get liver.
You think Willie would know?
Hmm?
Would Willie know what it was?
Sure. He'd know. He knows steer liver.
Well, where did he learn all that?
Who?
Willie.
I don't know if any butcher or anything.
Did he learn right smart?
Willie? Sure, he know all about meat.
Mm-hmm.
Know how to cut what you want.
You trust him?
Yeah, I trust him. If it ain't good, I'll take it back. But you asked for steer liver.
I didn't know that.
And it's just like calf liver.
Oh.
It's nice and tender, just like calf liver. But you...
Oh. And it doesn't cost as much.
Oh. And, but if you just ask for liver, they give you any kind of liver, you know?
I know it. That's why I don't buy it unless I buy calf liver.
And you ask for steer.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll give you steer liver. It looks like it ain't as dark as cow's liver, you see. It's kind of brown.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It ain't even black, you know. Cow's liver is black.
Mm-hmm.
But it isn't black.
You learned something.
I do from Miss Bessie.
Wonder why we never did know that, Faye.
Bessie just hadn't told me. I never knew it.
Why don't you read the book where the cookbook tells you?
No.
You get a cookbook with the where they have the meat all, you know, cut.
Mm-hmm.
It tells you just what you want. Tell you what kind of meat you want.
Well, I guess I never did just look at it. I just thought.
You get the. Now, to buy a steak, a T-bone steak is all right, but a sirloin steak is better.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Sirloin steak is much better than T-bone. It's tender.
Yeah.
You know, I used to have to buy all them kind of steaks, you know. When I was working for them as an accountant, and I used to have to happened in all the marketing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Do all the buying.
Yeah. And then you'd buy from good butchers, too.
Yeah. High class butchers.
You could learn from them, couldn't you?
Yeah. They give you what you want, what you ask for.
Yeah. Well, they had some high class stores in those days, Miss Bessie.
Mm-hmm.
Fine stores, weren't
they? That's right.
With fine butchers and good meat. Yeah.
Yeah, that steel, they were just as tender as it can be. You don't find it tough. Lovely.
Isaiah had a good pea crop, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. He's picking peas now.
Oh, yeah. I don't understand how they make so well in all this dry weather.
Well, I think down that side stays damp from the pond. You know, it's a pond down there.
Yeah.
I think that the earth stays damp. You know, Freddie never missed but one crop of corn after the last year.
Yeah.
And it said the dampness go through the ground, you know, comes up. That way from that pond down there.
Yeah.
Yeah, the peas done fine. He made a lot of peas. He's picking now. He got some more planted.
Oh, has he?
Mm-hmm.
And he's been able to sell them.
And
he's been able to sell them?
Yes, ma'am. Sold it all the time. Somebody was there last Saturday for 2-3 bushels.
Oh, man. How much to bring, Miss Bessie?
Hmm.
How much did they bring?
I think he sold them for $3 or $4 a crate, I think, something like that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's good.
And then he don't have to. He keeps his crate.
Yes, he got Zebby to sell about 7 or 8 bushels. He peddled 8 bushels for him.
Yeah.
And then people come to ask to get them.
Yeah.
It says.
But that way, he don't have to pay for the crate.
No.
Well, the crate had costly, aren't they?
Well, I think he gets a crate from Zebby. You know, Zebby brings an empty crate from the stores. And he got a little house over there. He gets full of crates.
Oh, really?
Oh. I didn't know that. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Who?
To get the crates.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, he can get it from Zebby, you see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I never did know Zebby. It's just like he didn't live in the community. I never see him.
You've never seen him?
Oh, I have seen him, but I never see him.
Oh, he's gone all the time.
Yeah?
Zebby goes to all of those stores in Gainesville.
Yeah.
He casts after those stores.
Yeah.
Winn-Dixie and all of the other stores. And he peddles to the sales there.
Yeah. I see Lloyd.
Hmm? See Lloyd?
I see Lloyd.
Oh, Lloyd. Lloyd will do him through that school bus.
Huh?
He don't do anything but fool with that school bus.
Yeah. Hmm. Why don't Lloyd do something with that land he bought over there?
One thing about Lloyd is just too lazy to fool with.
Yeah.
I think they got it. Somebody got it this year. I don't know who got it. I think those boys must have got it.
Yeah.
But I don't see nothing on it. Just plowed up.
Lloyd got so much business.
Oh, yeah, he ain't got time to... They're fixing to build our church now.
Which is our church, Betsy?
Huh?
What's our church? Oh, the Methodist. Yeah. Oh, they're getting ready to fix it. They're building it.
Yeah. He's going to tear it over and down.
Oh, is he going to tear it down?
But they're going to take the top off it. And Mickey Nopis Church is going to buy it and get it somebody, get those men to move it up to Mickey Nopis.
Oh.
So we're going to build a stone church.
Oh, really?
Mm.
They're going to take the top off of it.
Off the old church.
Yeah,
the top makes it heavy, you know.
Oh, I see.
So it's much lighter with the top off.
Yeah. Now, you don't mean the roof.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
Take the roof off?
Yeah.
And then put it back on?
Oh, yeah, they have to put it back on because they just tear it off. I just tear it up, you know. And put a new roof on it.
I see. Well, they got plenty of room over there.
Where? Make it over?
No.
Oh, yeah. For to build a new church?
Yeah.
But they're going to put the new church in the same spot.
Same spot. Mm. It won't be a bigger church, just a better church.
I don't know how. I went up to church Sunday.
You did?
Sunday night. I didn't go out Sunday morning. I went out Sunday night.
Why didn't you go Sunday morning?
Well, in the morning, it's so.
Yeah.
You have to get up so early and get ready. So I just didn't feel like it.
Yeah.
And so I just take my time Sunday evening and got ready.
Uh-huh.
And then not so many there Sunday evening.
No.
Yeah. Cools off a little by then. What time did they have it? 7?
Start at 6.
Oh, really?
6 o'clock.
The other people are building a church too, aren't they?
Son of Point.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been started long enough to be done. Finished with. But they ain't.
Who they got up there to get behind the church? They, I miss
Betsy? To build a church?
Uh-huh.
They got some men there, I don't know, just is doing the work.
Yeah.
But the preacher is seeing after it.
Redmond.
Mm-hmm. Now you see, when we start, you see we got men that know how to go at the church and build it.
Oh, yes.
And Reverend Williams, he's number one.
Yes.
He can do anything. Yes.
And they haven't got anybody.
No, they ain't got nobody.
who's the head man over there, Miss Betsy?
Where? Center Point or our church?
Center Point. See, I know your church, but I never been to Center Point.
They got number Bud Betts and James Pye.
Well, who is Bud Betts? I never heard of him.
Well, that's a boy Lloyd Reeves. He raised him.
Oh.
He raised him from a little boy.
Yeah.
And his sister, she lived right there in that house. You turn the corner, go to the store. And Jake's house.
Who's Bud Batch's sister?
Mm-hmm.
That's his sister.
Yes, that's his sister.
Well,
Aurelia.
Huh?
Aurelia, that's her name.
Aurelia. And she lives there in Jake's house.
Yeah, she married James Pye. That's Booth's boy, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's James Pye's wife.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know who lived there. Isn't that something?
Huh?
I didn't know who lived there. I didn't know.
And she's a sister of Bud Matt.
Mm-hmm.
And Lloyd raised Bud.
And her, too. He raised both of them. When their mother died, they come down from Georgia. You see, Lloyd's wife is their sister, too.
Well, Lloyd's wife is their sister.
Yes, she's sister to Bud and Aurelia. Hedley.
You know, I don't know her. Isn't that all right?
You don't know Hedley?
I know Lloyd and the boys. I don't know his girls either.
No. Well, Ruby, you see, she's a nurse.
Yeah.
And
she lives there by him.
She lived there with her father.
Yeah. Mm. She don't live with him, does she?
Yeah, she stay right there with her father. She ain't got no husband. But Gladys, she got a husband. And Margaret, she got a husband.
Oh.
When you go to Gainesville, you see that house. A new house built, sitting on that side back.
Yeah.
Where they bought that and built that house.
Yeah, that's Margaret.
Margaret. She teaches school.
Yeah.
And Gladys works at the she works at the I can't think.
But she works out.
What kind of work is it?
Hmm.
Chicken farm?
No. She worked for that big store built out there.
Grocery store?
No, that big store. The James Field, you know James
Field?
Yeah.
Well, you know where?
One of them big, great big department stores or something?
Yeah, she works in there.
She works in there.
Mm-hmm.
Not that new store.
Huh?
Not that big new store.
Uh-huh.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Where did she work?
Where did she work before then?
She subs teaching.
Oh, I see.
See, she ain't qualified to be a teacher, but she sub. Teach some,
uh-huh.
And so and the other girl, she married a boy in the army, and so he goes most of the time. Whenever he goes, then she comes over here and stay with them. But sister babe, and she married a. So she done built a new house on the road. She had a small house up on the road, but then she built a larger one.
Oh.
Right there near this Rogers and far from Rogers.
Yeah.
So Luda gave her the lot.
Oh, did he?
Mm-hmm. They own that lane run back down to Smith. You know Smith had old man Smith?
Sure.
Well, that slight goes down to Mr. Uh-huh. Smith's house.
Now who owned that? Ludie or Lloyd?
Well, it's between Ludie and Lloyd and
yeah.
Zebby.
Yeah.
And all you know, three of the boys.
Oh, oh.
Mm-hmm. Your mother bought that and gave them.
Mm-hmm. Well now, Bud, what age fella is he? Is he not as old as
Bud?
Uh-huh.
Oh no, he's young. I reckon Bud about 30 or something. He in his 30s, I know.
Bud Vance?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't he have, how old is his children?
I don't know how old the children is, but I know he got two of them finished school. Not high school, they went to college.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, he got two children. You know, Lloyd learned that boy how to work, you know?
Right.
And he really works. Now, he works at the university. He's been working up there for years, and quite a few many years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, gee whiz. Well, Lloyd don't have to be no county self. He just raised these boys. They all good boys, aren't they?
Yeah, he raised my nice children.
Yeah.
You don't see his children running this road and galloping up and down the road like that. No, they don't do that.
Well, now, how about that?
You know, so he don't allow
them. But he's right strict with them.
Yes, he's strict on them. Now, see Lloyd Jr. That's the next oldest boy. He older than Robert. Now he's a. I mean, where is he now? He's out of school down at the Pheasant.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
I'm gonna turn this fan off. Nobody's in here.
And well, he gets them all through school too, doesn't he? Lloyd sends them all to school.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, how come Bud Bass? He's not a Methodist.
Well, all his people's Baptist.
Oh, I see.
And so. But they were raised in Sunday school right after Dollar Tree.
What?
All the time they were in the snow.
Yeah.
That's where they went to Sunday school at.
Yeah. Well, now, Bud Bass is not as old as James, is he?
James Pye?
Yeah, James, sorry.
I don't know. I think, well, it ain't much different than their age, I know.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Well, now, do they all work, like James's family?
Mm-hmm. His family, all of them. Eulalie is smart, too.
Oh.
His wife.
Yeah.
She's very smart.
But he's not a carpenter.
Not a carpenter.
They still haven't got anybody up there at Center Point to get that church going.
No. The young people don't know nothing about nothing.
All the old people dead and gone?
Yeah. All of the old men is dead.
Who was up there that I know?
Mm-mm. We don't know.
Miss Amy was up there.
Yeah, she was there.
Amy and,
Will.
What's her husband's name?
Will. Will Brown.
Jesse.
Oh, Jesse. Yeah, Jesse out. He was there.
Jesse, was he pretty good churchman?
Mm-hmm. Well, did Dora Mitchell go to that church?
Dora?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, that's that church.
Oh, it is.
She bud them aunt.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was a sister to their mother.
Yeah. Oh, gee whiz. Gee whiz. Dora, right the heart of this community, ain't she? Yeah, they're not akin to her, they're married in the family.
Yeah.
Amy, who else was up there, Miss Bessie, that I knew?
Up at Center Point?
Yes.
Yeah. Miss Daisy and Ben.
Yeah.
They belong to Center Point.
Well, Daisy's not a church worker, is she?
I don't know. I don't think she's much of a church worker.
Well, now Doris is. Mm-hmm. But she don't go up. Yeah.
She belongs to Center Point.
Well, why can't she build a church?
Build a church?
Yeah.
She can do it by herself.
Well, she could get things going.
Yeah.
Well, she pretty good organizer and all?
Oh, yeah.
Put her
at the
head of it, Miss
Bessie. Well, I think she's some head of something about the money.
But she still can't get all the carpenters at work.
No.
Is she interested in it?
Very. Very much so.
Well, you know, it sort of concerns, you know, the funny they started it and it looks so small. But anyway, then they just look like they're not working on it at all.
No, they ain't doing nothing.
Yeah.
We'd have our church finished before they get in it.
And you all haven't even started yet.
Mm-mm. Now, they're talking about the starting.
Yeah.
Reverend Williams talking about getting started.
Yeah.
They say you want to get a fit church building. Everything before he leaves there.
Yeah.
Because he's been there so long, you know, the Methodists don't keep him a pastor no longer than 2 years.
Yeah.
He's been there
9 years.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Well, they've been working, making money too for a long time, haven't they?
Yeah.
They ought to have a good bit.
They got enough to build a church.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got enough to build a church. Now, see, Mr. Woods, he asked Doris and him to tear that old church down there. And he would donate something to the church. That's where they used to belong down there. Before they moved it.
Yeah.
Yeah, before Miss Anna left there.
Yeah.
That was her church. But I think on account of this old man somebody killed down there.
Yeah.
And I think that's the reason they all left that church down there. Somebody killed the old man.
Huh.
down right down there and hung him.
Yeah.
Hung the man who killed him on a tree right at that church.
Yeah.
And the people left there.
Mm-hmm. That's got a great big bell in it still down there, hasn't it?
Yes. But they can't ring it. They're scared it'll fall down. It's so rotten.
Framing and all.
Yeah, it's rotten.
Yeah. So it's hard to get. Huh? It's hard to get out of there too, I imagine.
I guess so, but they got some way to get it down.
I hadn't thought about that. You have a bell up in the steeple. Wouldn't be so easy to get down.
I think the way to get it down, they got some ropes, something, and they tie the ropes onto the bell. And the men let it down through the shaft or something.
Oh.
Sort of.
Oh, right straight down.
Yeah, let it down through there. We got a bell out to the church. It don't ring, though.
Never ring it?
Mm-mm. Miss Lewis had them to ring it one Easter morning. I don't know what morning it was. Sometime about 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah. Just to hear it?
Yeah, she had them to ring the bell. Something was, I don't know, she done something, or give something or something to him. She wanted to hear him ring that bell.
She likes bells.
Mm-hmm.
They don't ring the one over there in the Methodist church. They got a bell over there, haven't they?
Methodist?
Yeah.
You mean our church?
No, in her church. Leroy's church.
Yeah, they got a bell.
Ring that?
No. They don't ring the bells anymore like they used to.
No.
Some places in town they do.
I like to hear them ring.
Hmm.
I like to hear them ring.
Yes. It sounds like you go into church, you know.
Yes, it might be a good thing in the community just to have a church bell or two.
Yes, it's true. They don't get so careless now. People don't, they don't bother with the church much, you know.
Yeah.
Not like they used to.
Yeah. Especially, what was that last year? When was that big party you had, birthday party? Was that last year?
Last year, August.
Why, it seems so long ago. It don't seem so long. That's when you built that little platform out
there.
Yeah.
I can see Miss Bessie now, Miss Daisy, coming up the lane with all that food. And you were so tired. We had so much company.
Miss Bessie, something went wrong on that. The cooks didn't get there. What was that?
The cooks?
Yes.
To the party?
It's your birthday party.
I wasn't no cook to come. I was the only cook.
Yeah? Well, somebody didn't get there on time. Who was that? How was that? You tell me about it. I just forget.
I don't know.
It's
been a long time. I don't forget it.
But you shouldn't have to cook your own birthday party.
No.
That's too much cooking.
Well, I tell you, Miss, you can't get anybody just say they do the cooking. You see. They all come in and help, but then nobody cooks. But I had prepared everything Saturday, you know. all the things would had to be taking a long time to cook.
Yeah.
So I had got everything ready like that.
Miss Bessie, what was that? Lloyd used to deliver a paper. What? And I used to read that paper sitting there on your porch. It's from Pittsburgh or somewhere up there. Do you still get that?
Yeah, I guess it is.
You still deliver it?
Mm-hmm.
Is it daily paper or weekly?
Weekly paper.
Is it? It's pretty good paper, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Did he still deliver it?
Oh, yes. He had him board to do it.
Oh, he don't do it himself?
No, sometimes he do, but he has a... You see, Gladys got a big boy over there.
Oh, yes, I forget that. Your grandchildren. Yes.
And so he delivered the paper most all the time. Kirk.
Uh-huh. I see, that's his name. He has a boy that's a preacher, doesn't he?
Yeah. Robert.
Robert.
Miss Bessie?
Mm-hmm.
Does everybody get food stamps now?
Everybody who wants.
Just go ahead and ask for them.
No, you have to go through a lot of red tape to get them.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
You can't just go up there and get them?
No. You've got to go through a lot of red tape before you can get them, because you can get them, but... Now, I got my stamps through the welfare, you see.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, that's where I got mine, you see.
Yeah.
And all them, what wasn't on the welfare, well, then they go up there, they got to have a good line to get them, you see.
If they're not on welfare.
Yeah, if they wasn't on the welfare.
Well, now James knows all about those things, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah, he gets them.
Well, I mean, he knows how to do all those things.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how come Miss Daisy to wait so long before she...
Them people over there.
Huh?
Miss Lois and they. They'd have called her not getting her things.
Oh.
She could have been getting them long ago if she had them.
Yeah.
But they told her not to, you know. Let the welfare get nothing for.
Yeah.
Now, Ben, he could have got them too. But they just fooled around. You know how some people is.
Yeah.
They let somebody talk out about the business, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so. So Daisy just not start to get them.
Well, now, Miss Daisy seemed to me like when I was down there, I was seeing her. She was always talking against those things.
Well, that was Lois' name used to tell her.
Oh.
She used to talk about those things, you know.
Oh, I see. Well, now, she's been working... She's been exposed to that a long time, hasn't she?
She sure has.
Can you tell anything else? Influence way on up there from how did you say that thing?
To where?
I expect she's had been influenced a good bit, certain ways. Daisy has, I can. You know.
Can you tell any other way they influence her?
No.
The way she talks?
No.
Well, she's been up there so long, she ought to. She is bound to be influenced by them people that are. Bound to be.
She used to work, she doesn't work as much up there now as she did. Does she, Bessie? She
no,
doesn't go
she,
as often, so she doesn't make as much.
No.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
You see, they be gone a lot. They bought up in North Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
Bought a cottage up there for the summer.
But she used to go four or five times a week.
Yeah, but she don't go but twice a week
now.
Yeah. Sometimes she been going any holiday this year.
Yeah.
So she doesn't get much money.
No.
Hadn't the bar changed hands?
Hands?
Uh-huh.
No, Mr. Rogers sold out to some ladies.
Yeah. But has anything else changed?
No.
Oh.
They kept all the help. Because they didn't know no help.
Yeah.
And so Mr. Rogers told them they better keep the help that they had.
Uh-huh. And James still's up there.
Yeah, he's still there.
Well, I'd hate to go into a new place and not have somebody to help me out.